Still Guerin is IT security commentator. We always engage to talk about the revolution of our appliances against ourselves. Still Guerin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Will.
In fact, with TV specifically, we've sort of been down this path before, haven't we? Weren't LG caught tracking what you watched on TV?
They were indeed, and the hackers, at least those that we know that wear the white hat and are on our side and trying to find the flaws in things like smart TVs, it's 18 months ago since I now saw a hacker on a stage in a conference in Melbourne demonstrate how he could get the camera and microphone in a smart TV from a certain large Korean brand starting with a consonant in the second half of the alphabet to stream out video and sound, even though the TV looked like it was turned off.
Is that right?
Yes. The certain large company hired him almost immediately to help fix that problem.
Well, hang on. Did they hire him with a view to try and tighten the technology that or the software that makes that all possible, or did they see a commercial opportunity?
One is that, you know, if you have some of the, you want the security people on your side, not
sure.
On the other side. But what he really uncovered were so many fundamental security flaws in the software that runs these smart TVs that he said, when he explained some of them to the management of the company, he said, there was much shame. And quite rightly so. So the problem is these are household appliance companies. They've been used. Well, Samsung makes all sorts of stuff. I mean,
sure.
Samsung also makes helicopters and machine guns and everything. But the kind of commercial appliance part of these companies, consumer appliances, I mean, their microwave ovens, their toasters, their air conditioners, these were not traditionally things that would be a way for someone to attack you in your own home.
Mm.
So they're having to learn all of the same lessons that the personal computer industry went through 20 years ago when people first started connecting PCs to the internet and, viruses, hackers, worms, we hadn't thought of this. And now we're seeing the same thing happening again with these so-called smart appliances.
Is, in your view, the greater risk here dodgy software that allows bad guys to hack in and get access to your devices, or is it these companies that are using these devices to capture things that they otherwise don't make clear, like conversations you have in your living room?
It depends on what you're personally most fearful of and who you worry about more. Now, in the case of Samsung, the news has emerged. Okay, the latest TVs have voice commands, and here's the trick. How does it know that the sound it's picking up is you talking to the television or you talking to the person next to you on the sofa? And the answer is it doesn't know.
Yeah.
So it has to listen to everything to figure out, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? And the problem with that is that a television doesn't have the brains to be able to do all of that voice recognition and voice control itself. So the television has to communicate this voice command back to somewhere where it's analysed, and then it's the television is told back what the person has just said. And this is no different from Apple's Siri or Microsoft's Cortana
sure.
or whatever, except that you start that command on your smartphone app, you tell it first, Siri, can you do this? Or Google,
yeah.
you say, okay, Google, do this. And only at that point does it start capturing the sound and sending it off for analysis. The problem with the TV, it's sitting in it there on the wall, in your living room, or if you prefer the bedroom, or if you prefer the hotel room,
yes.
or the corporate boardroom where you're discussing trade secrets, and it's quietly listening to everything, and this data is being sent over the internet back to Samsung, and then back to Samsung's unnamed partner that does the analysis. Now, even if you trust all of these guys, the bad guys might still be able to get into your TV or into your network and intercept that data as it flows out. So you might trust Samsung and their speech recognition vendor, but do you trust the person who installed the network, someone who might be listening in the corporate boardroom? And look, there's money to be made. If you can listen in on a conversation, well, insider trading, you know that there's going to be a merger and acquisition, you know that the share price is going to move, you know that, do I want to be really sick at this time of the day? You know that the kids are going to be at home by themselves watching TV, or at least in that back bedroom by themselves watching TV for a while?
Yeah.
And we have seen cases of hackers intercepting baby monitor cameras. And like, you can talk back with those things, can't you? It all gets a bit creepy. So the problem here is, I think, overall, is that the vast majority of people designing and building the technology are young, single, white males, or at least in globally speaking, young whites, young single males. So they're all enamored with the technology. We love it. Let's try this new gadget. But they're not necessarily the best people to think through what the risk might be for individuals or for society itself.
So the proliferation of the technology is outpacing those that are responsible for its ability to make it safe. It's a bit like producing cars that go faster and faster at the same time that seatbelt technology remains the same.
That's right. And we had how many people were killed in car crashes before seatbelts were made mandatory to be installed, let alone to wear. And we saw the same before that with the steam railways. There were horrific accidents before someone eventually decided that maybe every single rail vehicle should have brakes on it. Good idea, that brake.
So we look back now and think, well, how silly. But that's the point you're saying we're at with smart appliances in our home.
We do this the whole time. We did it with, pollution of coal dust and coal smoke in the Industrial Revolution and toxic waste from factories. And then a generation later, two generations later, we figure out that maybe it wasn't such a good idea to do that without thinking about the safety implications, and we're always trying to do a catch-up. I think it's something very deep about human nature.
Safety doesn't come first in most of these instances. Hey,
we love the new shiny toys.
Yeah, exactly right. Faster, better, but not so much safer. Hey, Stu, asking, and I know it's not an attempt to somehow, reinforce technology phobias, and perhaps it's a question poorly directed given that you're an expert in these areas, but do you have any sort of nuances with the use of technology or fears or things you sort of avoid yourself?
There's some things I do. I don't use Facebook because they have a history of shifting and changing the privacy rules as they go along, and yet I still use Twitter very heavily, but then everything I put on Twitter, I intended to be public anyway.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't matter. But I'm not organising a family function as I might on Facebook. So no, they don't get to do that. On my laptop, I do put a bit of tape over the camera when I have a friend visiting. I might do the same in a hotel room.
Sure.
If I'm staying. Although I do know someone who used to work for one of the international policing agencies who said, look, if they're going to be watching me through the telly, I'll give him something to watch. doesn't bother with his dressing gown.
Is that right? Well, why not?
Absolutely true.
Why not? Play it for the cameras.
Such little things like that, I do pay attention to when I do and don't reveal my location. So you will have obviously never saying reveal location. I'm doing it under certain circumstances.
Oh, you know what? I do it, it's almost like a reflex action. It'll pop up and say, and I just say no. And then I go back and think, well, hang on, this is my exercise app and it's trying to work out where I'm jogging to and how far I'm going. I probably should let it get access. So
that's right. Or I'm visiting a certain suburb and I want to know where the nearest ATM is so I can get some cash. It kind of does need to know.
Exactly
Then I can turn it off again.
Yeah, that's right. But my automatic reaction is, no, why do you need to know where I am? And it's not like I'm sitting at home in my lounge room and my TV's hearing everything anyway, apparently. But anyway, I still feel that way.
It's always a bit of a balance. If someone making a smartphone app pops up that little message too often, people stop reading it and just hit OK.
Yeah.
Because OK makes the annoying message go away. There's a joke that circulates around the sort of kind of secure programming world is that once it's been there for a while, you could pop up a message say, can I kill your firstborn son in cold blood? People go, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Get out of the way. Yeah.
It's true. We just impulse. Yeah, okay, that gets rid of that thing that's annoying me whilst I'm trying to do something else.
Right, while and it's exactly that. It's while you're trying to do something else, your focus, your need at that moment is on something else. You want to find the bank, you want to order a pizza, whatever it might be. And so you're not paying as much attention as you might if you were just, oh, let's explore this and see what this new app does or whatever it might be. So it's a delicate balancing act. But to go back to the Samsung case, what I find fascinating, this presumably is not a new addition to Samsung's terms and conditions, but we're only discovering it this week.
Exactly right.
I think this tells us that at no time in the last several years has anyone bothered to read and think about this.
Yeah, and suddenly someone did and all hell breaks loose. Imagine if we did that across the board. Who knows what we've all agreed to.
let's not even think about that.
Yeah, no, Stu, I appreciate it. Thanks for being part of the conversation.
My pleasure, Will.
That's our IT security commentator, Stu Garian, talking about this extraordinary story whereby someone has, and we're not joking about this, people have suddenly gone, oh, let's have a leaf through what it says in the terms and conditions. Oh, hang on. My voice-activated smart TV's recording all my conversations, and they send it off to a third party. Of course, your smart TV often being hooked up to the internet, so we can improve what we do. And in the warning, it explicitly says, so if you're saying, if you've got anything personal that you don't want shared, maybe best not to say it in front of your TV. I don't know about you, folks, but I think just about every sensitive conversation that ever happens in our place is done so in front of the TV. Maybe that says more about us than it does about Samsung. I'm not sure. And I'm sure these guys aren't the only one.